This is Alaskan Natives in Science. I'm Steve Will. For Alaskan Natives who choose science as a career, the search for common ground between Western science and Native cultural values can become a personal quest. To work well, Native scientists often have to reconcile two widely different ways of thought. As a working geologist on the North Slope, Richard Glenn has one foot firmly planted in his Native Inupiaq culture, and the other in the world of scientific resource management. He shoulders his responsibilities with grace. He's part tightrope walker and part diplomat. Alaskan Natives and Science reporter Lisa Bush visited Glenn in Barrow, Alaska.
Uyagalikiri is the closest term for geologist. This means the rock guy, basically. It means it's recognized by our community. It's accepted. If a question comes up about the natural environment or some kind of geologic process, they'll come and look to me for some kind of help.
Richard Glenn is a geologist in Barrow. As the director of the North Slope Borough's Department of Energy and Natural Resource Development, he manages the natural gas wells that fuel Barrow's home utilities and electrical needs, and he uses his knowledge of geology to help the smaller communities on the North Slope find similar energy sources. It is a 9-to-5 job that affords him many opportunities as a scientist for travel and study. But he is also an Inupiaq Eskimo and a whale hunter. In May, he takes subsistence leave out on the frozen coast of the Beaufort Sea, chopping a trail over the ice for sleds of gear needed during the weeks of whaling.
This looks like hard work.
Just take it one piece at a time.
With air temperatures hovering around 20 degrees, the ocean is frozen as far as the eye can see. Dressed in a fur hat, a zipperless parka with a wolverine ruff, Glenn feels comfortable here with his uncle's whaling crew. He knows the ice and has watched it over the seasons. And to a geologist, the ice is a dream come true.
Sea ice is geology and fast forward. Everything happens so that you can observe it. It's like a speeded up version of plate tectonics. You can watch the mountains form in front of your eyes, and then watch them dissipate again in the melt season, and then it happens all again next year.
Despite near continuous work through 24 hours of daylight, the atmosphere is lighthearted as the crew heads back to its camp. Quarters for the whalers are a canvas wall tent heated with a kerosene stove and floored with plywood and foam covered with caribou hides and thin mattresses. The warm air inside is heavy, with the smell of eider duck soup, frozen caribou, whale meat, seal oil, and coffee and donuts. Richard Glenn was a teenager when he went on his first whale hunt. His father from Nebraska and his mother an Inupiaq from Barrow, Glenn grew up in California and spent summers in Barrow. His family and about 10 other Inupiaq families in the Bay Area kept strong ties with Barrow, so he ate native foods and heard the language beginning at a young age. In his summers in Barrow, his native people were beginning to be confronted with decisions about natural resources, in particular, oil.
So in those days, for example, a certain oil company had a lot of knowledge about the resources of the North Slope. And I said, hey, if we could have this kind of knowledge ourselves, it would give us more credibility and clout as we enter into major decisions on resource development. So that was the purpose of my, you know, decision to study geology.
The first person in his family to graduate from college, Glenn went on to obtain his master's in geology from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and later started on his PhD. At the time, he was the only Inupiaq studying geology.
You know, that's a double-edged sword. You can be proud that you're the only one, and you can be lonely that you're the only one. And I was probably alternatively one and the other during all those times.
Now, as a professional geologist, Glenn finds he must pay another small price for his uniqueness, often regarded as a cultural spokesman, a role he is not necessarily comfortable with.
Our people are diverse, just like any other cultural group. You know, how would someone else feel if I went into the middle of Toledo, Ohio, and said, tell me, how do central Midwestern people feel about apartheid or something, you know? That's a strange position to be in.
As director of the Department of Energy in Barrow, Glenn not only keeps track of well production, reservoir temperature, permafrost, but also how his culture and the Western world must be kept in balance.
I think that the Inupiaq people have coexisted with oil exploration and development in their region They appreciate it. They need it, in fact. All of our schools and health clinics and fire stations is a result of our borough's tax base. On the other hand, there's the offshore region where our subsistence resources are located. Should the oil companies be allowed to explore for oil offshore in the Beaufort Sea during the fall months, right smack during the time of our bowhead whale migration. And so now I'm a whaler, and I'm a geologist, and here's where I side with the whalers. If we have a calculator, a temperature, a ruler, and a microscope, we can learn about anything in Western science. And the Inupiaq approach to understanding our world, we don't need any of those. We just need personal experience and trial and error and a knowledge of the medium, you know, developed over time, the stories and information from your elders. So there's two different approaches. Is there conflict there? I don't think so. I think there's just two flashlights shining down the same path.
In Barrow, this is Lisa Bush.
Alaskan Natives and Science was produced by Lisa Bush and Robert Woolsey at the studios of KCAW-FM Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. Funding for the series was provided by the National Science Foundation, the Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Curriculum support was provided by the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.